Today's shiur is Masechta Brachos Daf Nun Zayin. We will begin on Daf Nun Zayin, Amud Aleph, the top line. Haroi Huna B'Chaloyim. As we discussed in yesterday's shiur, Be'ezer Hashem, we will continue in today's shiur, the meaning of different dreams. So it says the Gemara, Haroi Huna B'Chaloyim, if somebody sees the name Huna in a Chalom, nice Nasaloy, miracles will happen to him. If he sees the word Chanina or Chananya or Yochanan, so they all have a double num, that represents the Nisei Nisim Nasloi. Many Nisim will happen to him. Says the Gemara further, Haroya Hesped B'Chaloyim. If somebody sees the word Hesped in a Cholam, Mishmayim Chosolov, it represents that Mishmayim they had Rachmanos on him, Upadohu, and they freed him, they redeemed him from Misa. And as the Taurus Chaim explains, the fact that he just saw the word Hesped, the fact that he didn't see an actual Hesped, the fact that he only saw the word Hesped, that is indication that nothing bad really will happen to him. Because Chas V'Sholem, they wanted to show him that something bad would happen to him, then they would have showed him an actual Hesped. Hanimili, but as we said, that's only B'Ksava if he sees the word Hesped, not if Chas V'Sholem sees an actual Hesped. Continues the Gemara, Ha'oina Yehesh Mei Rabba V'Varach, if somebody sees in a dream that he answers the word Yeheshmei Rabba Mavarach Muftach Lo Shebein Olam Haba. He's guaranteed that he will be Ben Olam Haba. Hakar Krishma. If somebody sees in his dream that he's saying Krishma, Roy Shetishal of Hashchina. So he's a person that's worthy that the Shchina should dwell over him. Al Shein Dair Zakai El Kach. Because a person who sees Krishma in his dream is obviously a person who's Mekabel on himself Ol Machashmayim. And if somebody is mekabel upon themselves, or malchus shemayim, that's a proof that he deserves that the shechina should be on him. Haroi tefillin, amniach tefillin b'chaloyim. If somebody puts on tefillin in a dream, yitzapel gdula. He should hope to be successful. Shenema, as the pasuk says, v'roi kol am ha'aretz, kishem Hashem, nikra lech of yarem mecha. Metanya and the Bryce explains the Beleza Gol Oimer. What does this refer to? Elu Tfilin Shabarosh. Represents the Tfilin Shabarosh that they show the greatness of Hashem. And as the Rishonim explain, why specifically the Tfilin Shabarosh? So they give two explanations. One explanation that I saw is because most of the shame Shakai appears on the Tfilin Shabarosh. The other explanation is because the Halacha is that the Tefillin Shel Barosh should be worn in a way that everybody could see him. The Tefillin Shel Yad are just the opposite. The Pasuk says, V'hoi l'ois ayotcha, l'cha l'ois, it should only be for you an ois, v'loi l'achem l'ois, but not for others. So that's why the Tefillin Shel B'yad are not seen, the Tefillin Shel Barosh are seen. Ha'mespal b'chaloyim, if somebody sees in a dream that he's davening, simen yofaloi. However, says the Gemara, Hani Mili Delay Messiah. If he didn't finish davening, and since it's a simon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants his tefillah, and he wakes up before he finishes his tefillah, and it's a proof that that's what Hashem is still waiting for. Continues the Gemara, Haba Al Imay B'Chaloyim. If somebody has a dream that he has relations with his mother, it's Sapa Labina. He should expect to become very smart. Shenema, the Pasuk says in Mishlei Im Labina Tikra, but as we know in any of the Sifrei Kodesh, in Tanakh, there are no Nekudos. So it could say Im, but it could be read Aim. And that's what the Pasuk says. Aim Labonim, Aim Labina, relations with your mother bring Bina. Habal Nar Murasa, if somebody sees in his dream that he's having relations with a Nara who's Mureses, the earliest stage of marriage, Yitzapa L'Toyra. He should hope that he will be successful in his learning. Because the Torah is compared to Nar Marasa. So as the Pasuk says, a very commonly used Pasuk, and again, they're known the Kudus. So I'll tikri Marasha Ella Marasa. Haba al Chayse b'chalayim. If somebody has relations with his sister in a dream, Yitzapel Chacham, he should assume that he will become very smart. Shnemar Emor l'chachma achayse at. And as the Masha, as the Mitzudas David explains, just like a person is very familiar with a sister, Emor l'chachma, say to your chachma achayse at that you're like my sister who I'm very familiar with. Haba al Eish Yisish b'chalayim. If somebody has a dream that he has relations with a married woman, Yitzapa Muftach Loish Ben Olam Haba. He's guaranteed the Olam Haba. Vahani Mili. When is that? B'dolo Yodolo. If he doesn't know that woman, V'lo Hira B'Amorito. He didn't think about her. But if he knows her or he thought about her, as we've discussed many times, what you're going to typically see in a dream is something that you thought about. Somebody that you thought about, somebody that is that many times that you think about. Even though, I saw the Shvus Yaakov says, that even if you don't, you're not going to see a dream about something that you didn't think about at all. So it has to be something that you thought about but didn't think about that commonly or right before you went to sleep. Amar Rav Chiya Rabba, Roi Chitim B'chaloyim. If somebody sees wheat in his cholim, ra sholim, that's a proof that he's going to see peace. Shenema, the pasuk says, "Hasom gvulei sholim," you're going to have peace on your borders. Chelav chitim yasbiyech. Wheat, when people, wheat represents prosperity, because as we've discussed many times, wheat is the most basic food item. So somebody sees wheat and he's in prosperity, a person who's in prosperity is able to get along with somebody else. Haras sarim b'chaloyim, if somebody sees barley in his dream, sor avanoisav, it's a proof that his averus have gone away. Shnemar v'sor avoincha v'chatoscha t'chupar. And v'sor is like the word sorim. Amar abzera, anor loy malki, salki, I did not go from Bavel to Yisrael at the Chazor Yisrael B'chalma. Because as the Gemara Masechet Ksubis, Daf Kuf Yud Aleph explains, Kador Beres Yisrael Shor B'loi Oven, that because of the great Kedusha in Yisrael, it cannot absorb people that did Averis. So only if he saw that his Averis were taken away, only when he recognized that he was in that point, that's when he was able to go to Eretz Yisrael. In fact, I saw that the Tzitz Eliezer, the Shas Shuvah Tzitz Eliezer, Chelek Yud Aleph, Simen Tzadik Dalet, explains the Gemara, that the Gemara says at the end of Masechet Ksubos, the Rav Zeira Mishtam Neid Rav Yehuda, Rav Zeira was avoiding Rav Yehuda, Rabbi, his Rebbe, when he wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael, because Rabbi Yehuda held, we had it in this Masechet as well, that Osel Alfi Bavel Eretz Yisrael, you may not move from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. So what happened was, here, Rabbi Zeira was going against his Rebbe. His Rebbe holds that you shouldn't move to Eretz Yisrael, and he is going to move to Eretz Yisrael anyway. So he was not comfortable to move to Eretz Yisrael until he saw, explains the Tzitz Eliezer, a simen min Hashemayim that he could go to Yisrael. What was the simen they showed him in Hashemayim? When they showed him in Hashemayim the soirim that he had, mechilas avoinus, he knew now he has nothing to worry about and he can move to Yisrael. Haroi gefen tuna. If he sees a vineyard, he sees a grape tree full of grape, b'chaloyim, ein ishtem apelas nefalim. It's a proof that his wife will not miscarry. Shnema, Eshtecha kegefen b'periyah. Just like a vineyard, the Torah compares a pregnant woman to a vineyard. Just like the vineyard just keeps on giving grapes, your wife will be able to have easy labor and healthy children. If somebody sees a sireka, a sireka is a branch of a vine. If he sees a sireka in his dream, yitzapel of Mashiach. He could hope for Mashiach. Shnema, the pasuk says, Osril Geffen Ira. The pasuk says, Yaakov Avinu says, he will die, he will tie his donkey to the vine. His donkey's children will be tied. And we know the Mashiach is going to be coming on a donkey. If somebody sees dates in a chalom, that's a proof that he will obtain as a fig. If somebody sees figs in his dream, he will. It's a proof that he'll remember what he learns. Somebody who guards his figs will eat the fruit. Same thing here, he will succeed in remembering his learning. If somebody sees pomegranates in his dream, Zutri, if they're small pomegranates, the para eski kremoina. It's a proof that his business will succeed like pomegranates that have many seeds. Ravravi, if they're big pomegranates, ravi eski kremoina. He'll have success like a rimon. Palgi, if he sees a half of a pomegranate, im tamat chachamhu, if he's an individual who's a tamat chacham, yitzapa l'toira. Shenema, eshke chamayim, Miyayin harekach maasis remoinim. Torah is compared to the miyayin harekach. Somebody learns that's why a half a pomegranate is compared to Torah. Vim ama oritzu. If unfortunately he's a person who's ama oritz, yitzapa lemitzvus. He can't necessarily succeed in learning, but he will succeed in doing mitzvah. Shnemar. Kebelach harim and rakosech, my rakosech means empty. I feel rakonish b'chom leim mitzvahs kriman. Even people who are not that great are full in klaiyos are full of mitzvahs kriman, and that's why I saw the two halachas. One halacha is that the halacha is that for every Jew that passes away, this is the Ramon Yoredei is Simon Shin Samach Aleph. Sif Aleph, no matter who he was, we have to give him the last respect by a levaya, because no matter who he was, the Gemara says, Malayim mitzvahs kariman. Another pshat that he saw is that's why we're makbid to eat rimon on Rosh Hashanah, to represent that everybody on Rosh Hashanah is somebody, and we want to say that schus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I saw from the Sefer Megdalos Merkachim, he explains as follows. The pomegranate is different than all other fruits. The pomegranate, usually in a fruit, the seed, which is not edible, is inside, and the outside part is the fruit that we eat. By a pomegranate, just the opposite. The outside part of the pomegranate is what we don't eat, and the inside part of the pomegranate is what we do eat. And that's the lesson of Rekonish B'cho, Malayim Mitzvahs Kariman. Even people who look like they're empty from the outside they may look empty. Like the pomegranate from the outside is really not good. But inside, they're great. I saw a pshat that Afilu Pash Yisro, Malayim Mitzvahs Kariman, that even you have a person that you could say it the other way, even a person who's full of mitzvahs, he could still be rekonin. He could be a weak person. Just because you see a person doing mitzvahs doesn't mean he's doing everything that he's supposed to do. Another pshat that I saw is that if we take the word rimon and we divide it in half, it's 148 kemach. So we have here like this. The kemach represents the food, the support. If the amaratzim support the talmidei chachamim, they give them their half, the panosa, so the talmidei chachamim succeed in learning, and the amaratzim gets schar for supporting the Talmidei Chachamim in their learning. Harayi Zeisim B'chaloyim. If somebody sees olives in his dream, the Zutri, if they're small olives, it represents Parviravu Kai Iske. His business will increase and it'll be successful. Kazesim, just like olives. The Hanimili, Pri, if he sees the fruit. Aval Iloni, if he sees the olive tree. The Havenle Bonam Merubim, it represents that I'll have many children, as the Pasuk says, Banecho Kishisile Zesim. Your children will be like the many olive branches. Moreover, the Matsudas David explains that the olive tree is the only tree that you can't graft. Your children that you'll have will be pure children, Kedusha v'Tahara. Ikadamri Haroi Zayis B'chaloyim, Shem Toiv Yetzulah, he'll have a great reputation. Shenem Zayis Ranan, Yofei Pri, Toiv Kar Hashem Shemecha. Kodesh Baruch Hu calls the Beis HaMikdash the name of Zayis Ranan, which represents a beautiful tree. Haroi Shem Zayis B'chaloyim, somebody sees olive oil in his dream, Yitzapa Lamar Torah. It represents that he will remember his learning. As the Gemara teaches us, in Masechta Hori Yistafiyot Gimel Mabeis, Haragel B'Shem Zayis, if somebody eats olive oil, drinks olive oil, that's one of the things that make him remember what he learned. Shnemar, as the Pasuk says, V'yiko Lecha Shem Zayisach. Haroya Tamarim B'chaloyim, if somebody sees dates in his cholim, Tamu Avonoisav, it means that his sins have ceased. I saw that the word tamarim, you divide into two, means tam marim. Marim means bitter. The bitter aveiris, tam, are over, right, represented with a tamarim. Amar Rav Yosef, Aroya Eiz B'chaloyim. If somebody sees a goat in his dream, shanim is barech esloy. It means I'll have a successful year. Izim, if he sees many goats, shonim mizbarach esloy. He'll have many successful years. Shenema, v'dei cholim is cholim lamachmecha. Because from the goat comes wool and comes milk, so you have a lot of good ingredients. Haroya das b'chaloyim. If somebody sees hadas in chaloyim, nechosov matzlichim loy. It's a simon that he will be successful. Because just like, as we know from the Dalaminim, the Hadassim are set up very beautifully, rows of three leaves. Here too, he will have his assets in a very organized, productive manner. V'meilin Chosim, somebody sees a Hadass in his Cholim, but he has no real estate. It means Yerusha Nefel Sim Mokam Acher. He's going to get an inheritance. Am Ulav Amrli B'masnisotana, they have to be still attached to the ground. Haray esrog b'chaloyim. If somebody sees an esrog in his dream, hodor hu lefnei kanoi. It means that he's beautiful in front of Hashem. Shnemar, as the pasuk describes the esrog, pre eats hodor kapas tamarim. Haray lulav b'chaloyim. If somebody sees a lulav in his dream, it means ein lo lev echad la'aviv shebishmaim. He has completely devoted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because the word lulav, says the Sifrei Chachamim, stands for loy lev. He has one heart. And as we find that Yaakov, that Avraham Avinu said, v'sadu lipchem, it doesn't say v'sadu levavchem. Just like Malachim, he was speaking to the Malachim, and he said, you only have lipchem, only one loy lev to Hashem. This person who sees a lulav in his dream is such a person as a well, lev echad tashem. Haraya eves b'chaloyim, he sees a goose in his dream, yitzapel chokhma, he should hope for chokhma. Shenema, chokhma is b'chutz taroina. Somebody who's smart, everybody becomes aware of him. And the geese are people make noise in outdoors. Vabala, somebody who has relations, hare yeshiva, is going to be Rosh Yeshiva. Because again, it represents he's going to be able to give shurim and everybody will hear from him. Amar Vashi, Ani Risiya, I saw a goose in my dream. Ubasila,
Salikas Lagdula, and actually afterwards I became Rosh Hashiva. Haroi Tanaga B'chaloyim. If somebody sees a rooster in his dream, Yitzapla Ben Zachar, he should hope that he will be, he'll have male children. Because the Gemara Masechta Nida, Daf Laman Aleph on the base, says, Haroi Tzalas is called B'chanim Zacharim. If somebody wants to have male children, Yiva V'yishla, he should have relations over and over again. And chickens are that way. They have relations often. Tanagoylim, if he sees many roosters, Yitzapel Barim Zacharim, should have many male sons. Tanagoylis, if he sees a hen, Yitzapel Tarbitza Noah, he'll get a beautiful garden. The Legila, and he'll be happy. Because the word Tanagoylis stands for Tarbitza Noah Vegila. It's a summary of that word, abbreviation of that word. Haroi Beim Bechaloim, if somebody sees eggs in his dream, Tluya Bakashasoi, what that means is that what he asked for is, and on the advice, it's not sure. Because just like an egg, the food inside the egg is concealed. We don't know what's going to happen here. The Shtabru, but if he sees broken eggs, that's a proof, Nasis Bakashasoi, that what he asked for will be fulfilled. The Chena Goizim, the same as with walnuts. The Cane Keshuin, the same as with cucumbers, the cane called glazuchas, glassware, the cane called nishbaram kelu. Anything that's broken, it means that we're not quite sure what's going to happen until it's broken and we see that what he asked for has been fulfilled. Hanichlas lekrach. If somebody sees in a dream that he's entering a large town, it's a proof that nas lechafetzov, that what he asked for is going to happen. Shnemar, as the pasuk says, v'nechem al mechoyv schefzom, that when you get to where you wanted to get to, it's a proof that you will be successful. Hamegalach roish b'chaloyim, if somebody shaves his head in a dream, simen yofaloi. Roish shoy v'ziknoi, his head and his beard, it's a proof, loy v'chal mishpachta, him and his whole family, because just like the hair on the beard grows from you, your family is an offshoot of you. Hayoshi Bareva Ktana, if somebody sits in a small ship in his dream, Shem Tov Yotzalai, he's traveling far away and everybody will hear nice things about him. Bareva Gedoyl, on a big boat, Loi L'chol Mishpachta, so he could even go further, so his great reputation won't be limited to him, but his whole family. However, says the Marvahani, Mili de Madla Deluya, if it's riding on top of the water, so it's traveling well. Hanifta Bechaloim, if somebody goes to the bathroom in a dream, Simen Yofloi, it's a good sign. Shnema, Mia Tsoyali Poseich, the waste exits your body, Velayom Slashachs, you won't die. Vahani Mili, but Deloy Kinech, that he didn't wipe himself, because wiping himself gets his fingers dirty. And that's not a good sign. Somebody's going to the roof in his dream. It's a sign that he will become great. Yorad, if he's coming down, that's a sign that he will lose his position. If somebody sees that he's going up, even afterwards he's going down, he need not worry. If somebody tears his clothing in a dream, it's a simon the karm loy dinoy, that any bad gzeira against him has been ripped up. Ha'oimet orim b'chaloyim, if somebody stands without clothing in a dream, if it's in bavel, it means oimet b'loy chayt. Because there are no special mitzvahs in chutz laretz, and this person who's standing like that in bavel, that means that whatever mitzvahs we don't have, there are averus, and he doesn't have those averus. But if he's standing like that in Eretz Yisrael, that's a bad sign, because it means he's orim b'loy mitzvahs, because Eretz Yisrael is a place where you can do mitzvahs, and he's not taking the opportunity. Haroya shenispel asaryut, if somebody sees in his dream that he's being taken in by the Roman police, shmira nasis loy, it's a proof that he's being protected. Nasnuba color, if he's put into chains, he's even having more of a shmirah. V'hani mila b'kailer. That's only if he was put into chains. Avil b'havla b'alma. It was just in a regular rope. Loi, that doesn't prove anything. Hanichnas lagam b'chaloyim. If somebody enters into a swamp in his dream, nas rosh yeshiva. Because in a swamp, there are all types of reeds, big and small, all next to each other. A rosh yeshiva in those days gave the shir to everybody, all of the students, younger, older, everybody learned from the rosh yeshiva. And that's a proof that he will become rosh yeshiva. If he sees in his dream that he's going into a yar is a forest, nas rosh tam nekala. The kala was a shir that was given after the main shir, and it wasn't given to anybody. It was only given to the advanced students. So yar is a forest with tall trees. It means that you're only going to be giving the kala shir to the advanced students. Rav Papa Rav Huna Barei Devishua Haza Chalma. Rav Papa, they both had dreams. Rav Papa, the Ayla Agma, he saw a dream that he's going into the swamp, and indeed he became a Rosh Yeshiva. Rav Huna Barei Devishua saw a dream, the Ayla Liyar, that he's entering the forest, and he became the Rosh Lebnei Kala. Ika de Amri, but there's a different version. Tavayla Agma Ayli, they both saw a dream of themselves entering into a swamp. Ella, Rav Papa, the Tali Tavla, Rav Papa who saw that around his neck there was a bell. So that's the point, that's a proof that it'll be a Rosh Yeshiva. The bell makes a lot of noise, a lot of Talmidim. Rav Huna Barei Devishua, the Loi Toli Tavla, didn't have a bell around his neck. Nas Rosh Tabnei Kala, only became the Rosh Tabnei Kala. Amar Vashi, Ana Elis La'agma, I had a dream that I went into the swamp, but Taloi Tavla, and I had a bell around my neck. And I shook the bell and made noise, and indeed I became the Rosh Yeshiva. Tana Tana Kamed Rav Nachman Yitzchak. Hamak is dam b'chalayim, as we've discussed many times. The most common refuah in those days was hakozes adam, bloodletting. If somebody sees in a dream that he's letting blood, it's a proof that v'noisa mechulam loy. Because blood is red. Red is the color that always represents Averis, and here the red blood, the Averis, are leaving for him. Ask the Gemara, but how haven't we learned in a different Brice of a Tanya Avanois of Sidurim Loi? It's a proof that his Averis are still with him. Answers the Gemara, you know what Sidurim means? Sidurim Limachal. They're set up that they should all be forgiven. Tanatana Kamed Rav Sheshes. Haroi Nochish Bechaloim. If somebody sees a snake in his dream, Pamanasos Muzumenes Loi. Because we know. And this was a klala to the nachash. But what the nachash food is sand. Wherever he goes, he has his panosa. So if somebody sees a snake, it means that he'll have panosa wherever he goes. Noshchoi, if he gets bitten by the snake, it's a proof that nichbaloi, that his panosa has even been doubled. Hargoi, but if it shows that if in the dream he sees killing the snake, that means of the panososoi, the snake represents panosa. I disagree. If somebody was able to prevail over the snake, it's a proof. It's not true. Killing a snake is not necessarily a good sign. Just Rav Sheshes, who have he had that bad dream. And as we've been learning in the Gemara, that all dreams follow the way you interpret them. So even though he saw this bad dream, he interpreted it positively, that it should have a positive outcome. Tana Tana Kamed Rabbi Yochanan. Kol mine mashkin yofel chaloyim. Seeing drinks is a good sign that, because when does a person drink? A person drinks when he's thirsty. And when he sees these drinks in his chalom, it's a proof that what he wants to be able to drink, what he's asking for is happening. Chutz min hayayin, wine. Sometimes it's a good sign, and sometimes it's a bad sign. The pasuk says in Tehillim, "V'yayin yisamach levav enosh." They used to give wine to people who are avelim. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan Tana, Tani Talmud Chacham Olam Toivloi. If a Talmid Chacham sees wine in a dream, that's always a good sign. Shenemar, lechu lachmu belachmi, v'shesu yayim nesachti. The Torah is compared to yayin. So if you have a person who learns Torah, then the wine is a good sign. Amar Rav Yochanan, hishkim, if somebody woke up in the morning, v'nof apostol l'toich piv, and when he wakes up, he says, that's a nevuah ketana. So, some of Farshim explain, what's the Gemara teaching us? Because we've already learned this Gemara, on this halach, this Maim Chazal, on this, on Daf Nun Heyom Beis. So once say, only when you're getting out of bed. But if while you're laying in bed, you see psukim, that isn't a good, that doesn't mean anything. Another pshat that I saw, that Slach suggests, that we just said, that seeing wine in a dream could be a good sign, could be a bad sign. So let's say somebody while he was sleeping dreamt of wine. But when he got up in the morning, the pasuk that fell into his mouth is v'yayin yisamach levav enosh. That's a proof that for him the wine is a good sign. Tana rabbanan, shlosh melachim heim. There are three types of kings. Haroi David b'chalayim. If you see David HaMelech, yitzapel l'chassidus. David HaMelech was a great chassid. He wrote Tehillim. Shlomo, Yitzapel Chochma. Shlomo HaMelech represents Chochma. And Achav, who was a terrible Rasha, he and his wife Izebel, they were tremendous Ovdei Avodah Zarah. They killed out the Nevi'im, Yidag Min Peronius, and Achav died Misa Mashunah, and he has to worry for that. So I saw a beautiful pshat. Why, if somebody sees Shlomo, Yitzapel Chochma? Because I saw that Shlomo Melech, the Sefer Rotz Katzvi explains, that Shlomo Melech made two takonas. One was that he made Erevin, and one was that he made Netilas Yadayim. And in fact, the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Daf Yud Dal Amud Beis, teaches us, B'shar Shetikin Shlomo Erevin V'Netilas Yadayim, Yotz Abas Kuv Omra, B'ni, Im Chacham Lipcha Yisrael Libi Gam Ani, V'oimer Chacham B'ni V'samech Libi V'shivi Charfei Dover. Says the Kotzke Rebbe, Erevin, when you put an Erev, we discussed this previously, what are you trying to accomplish when you put an Erev? What you're trying to accomplish when you put an Erev is that all the families living in one house are connected to each other. When you put up what was the point of Netilas Yadayim? Tetilas Yadayim means to wash and not to come in contact with Tumah. So what is the definition of a Chacham? The definition of a smart person is a person who knows when to mingle with other people and when to separate from other people. That's Chachma. That's represented by Shlomo HaMelech, the Chacham Mikol Adam. Shlosh Nevi'im Heim. There are three Nevi'im regarding dreams. Haray Sefer Melachim. If you see Sefer Melachim that speaks about all the kings in Klal Yisrael, Yitzap L'Gdula, he should expect that he will get up and be great. Yecheskel, Yitzap L'Chochma, because we know that in Sefer Yecheskel, there's the Maisa Merkava. Yishaya, Yitzap L'Nechama, because Yishaya said the Nevuah about the Nechama of Klal Yisrael, the consolation. And Yemiyahu, Yidag Min Apronius, because he said about all of the tzoros that will come in Klal Yisrael. Shloisha ksuvim gedoilim. There are three svarim in ksuvim that are larger regarding dreams. Haroi sefer Tehillim, Yitzapel Chassidus. Tehillim is all of Chassidus. Mishlei represents Chochma. Mishlei was written by Shlomo HaMelech. Iyov, Yidag Min Peronius, because we know the terrible punishment that fell on Iyov. Shloisha ksuvim ketanim heim. There are three books of ksuvim from the shorter ones. Haroi Shir Shirim b'chaloyim, Yitzapel Chassidus. Because all of Shir Shirim speaks about the tremendous love that exists between Hashem and us. And that is a person who recognizes and experiences that love is a chassid. Kehelis speaks about the Chochma Shloima. And Kinois, Yidag Min Peronius, the Tzaras of Klal Yisrael. Hara Megillas Esther. If you see Megillas Esther, it's a proof, Neis Nasaloi, that he'll have miracles. Shloisha Chachamim, the three wise people. Haroi Rebbe b'chaloyim, if somebody sees Rebbe in a dream, Yitzapel l'chachmam. Even though, as we're going to see, that Rebbe was very wealthy, the Gemara doesn't speak about Rebbe in terms of wealth. The Gemara speaks about Rebbe in terms of Chachma, because the Gemara says, regarding Rebbe, that Rebbe did not, even though he was so wealthy, he did not have any benefit, any pleasure from all of his Ashiris. Haraya, if you see Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah in a dream, it's Apel Ashiris, because the Gemara says that every year, the amount of Meiser, Behema, that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah took was 120,000. Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha represents Yidag ben Aperonius, because Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, we know, was one of the Asurari Haruga Malchus. And even though he wasn't the only one of the Asurari Haruga Malchus, but he was the youngest of the Asurari Haruga Malchus, and that's why it's a particular tsar. Shlosh Tamid Chachamim, the three Tamid Chachamim, and they were all, the common denominator of all three of them is that they were young. And you don't even find that they got smicha. They're called Ben Azai. They're not called Rebbe. Haroi Ben Azai b'chaloyim yitzapel l'chassidus. Ben Azai was a tremendous chassid. Ben Azai ben Zoyma yitzapel l'chachma. He should expect chachma. And Acher, Elisha ben Avuya, even though he was a great Talmud Chacham, the Gemara Masechta Masechta Chagigah says that he was called Acher, and he died a difficult death. All type of animals that you see in a dream are fine. Chutzman a pill, an elephant. Kaif is a monkey. Kfoid is a marten, because they're very unusual in their appearance. Ask the Gemara, Vamamar, but have we not learned Haroi pill b'chaloyim, if somebody sees an elephant in his dream, Pella nasaloi, it's a proof that he will have wonderful things happen to him. Answers Gemara like Kasha. Hada masarik, if the animal has a saddle on him, then it's a good sign. Hadloi masarik, if it's not saddled, then it's not a good sign. Kol mine matchas yofaloi chaloyim, all types of metal are great to see in a dream. Chutz, except mimar, upesa, amar is a hoe, a pesel is a matek, and kardim is an axe. The hanimila the chazuna bekatayu, if you see them in their handles. Coming in Paris, yofas l'chaloyim, all types of fruit are good. Chutz, mipage tomorrow, except for dates that are not yet ripe. Unripened dates are not good, because as we learned earlier in our shiur, Naman Aleph, that tomorrow represents Tamu Avanoisov, but that's only if they're edible. If they're not edible, then it doesn't have that good sign. Komine Yirokas Yofin L'chaloyim, all types of vegetables are great. Chutz Mirosh Liftus, the top of a turnip, because the top of a turnip can be used to hit somebody. Vomirav Loyitri Ad Chazoy, didn't Rav say that he didn't get wealthy until he saw those turnips? Answers the Gemara, Ki Chaz B'Kanai Chaza. He saw them attached to the ground. If they're attached to the ground, they're good. Kominei Tzvoinim Yofel L'Chaloyim, all types of colors are great in a dream. Chutz Min HaTcheles, because the Tcheles has that bluish, greenish color. And if somebody has that type of a complexion, that's not a good sign. Komine oifas yofen chalayim, all types of birds are good. Chutz min karya, kfufa, v'kupoi, different types of birds. Haguf, mayin, meshivim, archivim, simen. Shlosh nechnosim l'guf, there are three things that enter the body, v'ein haguf nenemahen. Even though they enter the body, he doesn't enjoy them. That means, says the Bnei Soscher in the Sefer Magid Teluma, if you want, we all have to eat. We can't survive without eating. But if we want to only eat because we need to eat to survive, but not enjoy our food, these are the food that These are the foods that you should eat. Gudgonias, cherries, kafonios, inferior grade of dates, or pagi tamara, unripened date. Shloisha, einich nasan l'guf. There are three things that really don't enter the body. Ve'enaguf nenemahem. And the body, ve'aguf nenemahem. And you still enjoy them. And the point of this is, here too, says the Magid Teluma, that these are things that you should try to limit. Rechitza, washing, sicha, shmearing, v'tashmus, and having relations. What about smell? So says the Magen Avraham, smell enters the body. It just doesn't stay there for a long time. So that's why smell is not included. Shloishim einam mahaba. There are three things that are like olam haba. The hano is very great. Shabbos, shemesh, sitting out in the sun, as the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos. Regarding Shabbos, tavlan echad yesh v'shabbos shema. There's nothing better than Shabbos. Shemesh, assigning sun with tashmish. Ask them about tashmish tamai. What do you mean by tashmish? Ilay matashmish amita. If you're talking about having relations, so even though it's enjoyable, but amichish kachish, a person who has excessive relations will get weak. Ela tashmish nakovim. Somebody who's able to use the bathroom. Shloishim eshivin data shaladim. There are three things that make a person feel good. Koil, elen koil, a nice sound. Marit, something nice to see. V'reach, and a good smell. Shloisha, machivin data shaladim. There are three things that make a person feel very comfortable, very broad. Elen dirano, a nice home. Ishano, a nice wife. V'kelim noim, a nice furnishings. A person that has all of these things is particularly happy in life. So I saw from the original Rebbe, he explains like this. Sometimes you have a person who has a nice home, he has a nice wife, he has nice furniture, and he's happy with what he has. Sometimes you have a person that doesn't appreciate what he has. Tells us the Gemara, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you these three things, which are so wonderful, marchivin daten, appreciate what you got. And if you appreciate what you got, then you will feel great. Chamisha v'shish v'asara. Chamisha, there are five things that are echad m'shishim, a 60th of something else. Ve'elahein, eish, fire, dvash, honey, Shabbos, Shaina, sleeping with chaloyim. Eish is echem eshishim legehenim. The fire that we see in this world is a 60th of the fire of Gehenim. Dvash is echem eshishim lemon. Honey, as sweet and as delicious as it is a 60th of the mon. Shabbos, echem eshishim leolam haba. The Shabbos is me'ein olam haba. Shaina is echem eshishim lemisa. Sleeping is a 60th of death, and chaloyim is echem meshishim lenevuah, is a 60th of nevuah. And that's why the Yismach Moshe says a person should sleep on Erev Shabbos. Why? Because you can't get to Olam Haba without, normally the way you get to Olam Haba is by passing away. Here the Gemara says that sleeping is like passing away. So since sleeping is like passing away, then you sleep, and then you're ready to go into Shabbos to Olam Haba. Says the Gemara, Shisha Dvarim Simen Yofel L'Chayla. There are six things that can happen to a sick person, and they're a good sign. Elein, Itush, sneezing, Shilshul, Zayas, perspiration, Shilshul is diarrhea, Keri is having Zera, semen come out, Vishena, sleeping, v'chaloyim in a dream. Itish t'ksiv, atishoysev, I sneeze, tal or, and the light comes. Zeya t'ksiv, v'zeyas apecha toichalechem. So we see sweat brings success. Shilshul, diarrhea, t'ksiv, mat, soily, posech. If you let out your waste for layom slushachas, and you won't pass away. Keri, the ksiv, as we said, keri zera, yira zera, yarach yom. Shene the ksiv, yishanti, I go to sleep, oz yinuachli, then I am at rest. Chaloyim the ksiv, v'tachlimeini v'achiyeini. I dream, and then I have life. The six things that cause a sick person to get well. Refuah s'refuah, and he'll be completely cured. Elein kruv, cabbage, tard and beets. Sis in yevashin, it's a dry herb. Keva, an animal's stomach. Veheris, an animal's womb. Veseris, a covet, an animal's diaphragm. Veyesham aftag ktanim, small fish. Veleoid, el shadakim ktanim mafram marim kol gufish ladim. A small fish make you be potent and make you strong. Six things can make a person get sick again. And not only that, his disease will be more severe than it was previously. Somebody eats meat of an ox, basar shemen, fatty meat, basar tzli, roasted meat, basar tzipirim, poultry, bayit tzluer, a roasted egg, taglacha, shaving, shechlayim, eating cress, chol of milk, vina, cheese, v'merchatz, bathing, v'yeshem af agoizim, also nuts, v'yeshem af kshum, cucumbers. Tana de Beir of Shmuel, nema nikram shma kshum, why a cucumber called cucumbers? Neshin koshin leguf kikharovas, they're bad for the body, just like swords. Eini v'ksiv, v'yoyim Hashem lo shnei goyim v'bitnech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Rivka, when she felt, when she was pregnant, how they were kicking in her stomach, and she went to Yeshiva Shem Ve'Aver, and they told her, Shnei Goyim Ve'Bitnech, and we explain, Al Tikri Goyim El Geyim, they speak about important people. V'amar Rav Yehuda Merav, who were these two important people? Elo Antignus Rebbe, Shloi Posuk Ma'Shulchanim, they were never missing from the table, Loi Tzichnoim, not radish, V'loi Chazeres, not cucumbers, V'loi Kshuim, Loi B'Maisacham, V'loi Maisach Shomim, they were always available on their table. So these are great things. And why were they always on their table? Because they constantly had guests that they were serving. Answers the Gemara, Lokasha. Haba Ravri, large cucumbers are not good. Bezutri, small cucumbers are good. So I saw that what is the Chasam Sofer says, Tzroin is sharp. Chazeres is not sharp. So it represents the two types of learning you're supposed to have. One is to have to be sharp, to have the iyun in learning, and to also have the bekiyas in learning. I saw another pshat that tznoin was given at the beginning of the meal to build up your appetite. Chazeres was given at the end of the meal to help you digest the food. And what the Gemara means to say is that they had guests at their table constantly, and they were constantly serving. Some people were at the beginning of the meal, and some people were at the end of the meal. I saw that what's unique about Rebbe and Antignus was that they were in the house, that they were two great people in wealth that both lived at the same time in history. Tanama meis babayis, if somebody dreams that there's a dead person in the home, it means shalom babayis. It means there's going to be peace in the home. Because when after a person passes away, he's not in a quarrel with anybody. Och v'shos v'bayis, if there's eating and drinking now, simen yof l'bayis, it's a good sign they're going to be partying. Notel kelim v'bayis, if vessels are removed from the house, simen ra l'bayis, it's a bad sign. Tegmer apapa, b'mesana v'sandal, that's if the mace takes shoes or a sandal. Kol d'shich v'shich v'mali, anything taken by a dead person is a good sign, except for the shoes. Call the other Sheikh Vimali. If you get something from a mace, it's a good sign. Because they represent dust. And Chas V'Sham represents that this person will end up in the dust. We learned in the Mishnah. You make a bracha on a place where Avodah Zarah was uprooted. Tanabon, Haroi Makulis, which was an Avodah Zarah that they worshipped. Omer, and it was destroyed. Baruch Shnosan, Erech Apayim Levirit Sinai. Makum Shnei Akumen Avetz Kachavim. Omer, Baruch Shokam Avetz Kachavim Meratzeinu. The Avodah Zarah was uprooted. Kshem shnek b'makom zeh, kain teyaka mikol mekayim Yisrael. V'hashiv leiv avdeim levdecha. V'chutz la'aretz, ain't tzarech leiv v'hashiv leiv avdeim levdecha. You don't say that the people should start serving Hashem, because most people in chutz la'aretz are rubav dechama, not Jewish. Hashem elozah oimer, ap chutz la'aretz tzarech leiv mekayim. Even in chutz la'aretz you should say it, because when Mashiach comes, asinu is gayer. Shnem oz epech alav amim sofer brur. And as the Mefarshim explain, that even though we won't accept them, because we're not going to take Gerim when Mashiach comes, they're going to attempt to become Gerim. Darsha Rabnun, Aroy Bavel Arisha. If somebody says Bavel in his dream, Tzarech Levar, when somebody, not in a dream, somebody sees the wicked country of Bavel, Tzarech Levar Chamish Brachas, Roy Bavel, Omer Baruch Shecher Baruch Arisha, Roy Bayes Shal Nechavunzer, and Nevuchanetz's palace, Omer Baruch Shehechre Beis Shal Nevuchanetz's Arasha, Roy Goyv Shal Rai Sokivshan Aish, the lions then, or the furnace, where Hananiah and Mishael and Azariah were thrown, Omer Baruch Shnosan Nisan Lavasen V'Makom Zeh. Ra Makulus, he sees the Avodah Zarah Makulus. Omer Baruch Shnosan Erech Apayim Loiver Itzoynei. Ra Makom Shnotlem Menu Offer, he sees the place where they take earth from it. That means there's a place in Bavel where an animal can't move unless you put some of the earth from Bavel on it. This was a klala. To Bavel, I'm a baruch, I'm a v'oisa goyzer mekayim. Rav Akiva chazav charmi the shakal afra. If he saw donkeys carrying the earth, tarv lo yodal gabayu, he would slap them on the back. V'am a ruhuta tzadik l'mevad rusta mereichu. Run to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to do. That means, either means because of the nace of the earth, or means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to build buildings. And now all the buildings that they built are ruined. He would put some earth in his head, and throw it outside. It'll be all swept away. I never heard of Hamnuna's teaching us this. I made these brachas on my own.